Thousands of music albums are checked out from Cattle Branches and our Hoopla Digital online service. This includes music from my next guest. He became a piano protege in his early teens, has written songs for Chaka Khan and NSYNC, and is now a successful gospel music artist. I am pleased to welcome Brian Little Boy Wonder Poppin' to Cattlecast. Hello, Brian.
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Excellent. Thanks. So tell us, how did you get the nickname Little Boy Wonder?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, man, because I'm like older now, of course, so the term Little Boy Wonder is kind of funny, but it's my publishing name and also is the name of the label that we started. And to be really honest and blunt, I mean, there is a legend and the one and only Stevie Wonder that I got to meet in New York City. I used to live in New Jersey, and I used to commute from Jersey to New York either by train or drive-in, and you know, deal with all that traffic and all that. And I would work with an old school R&B funk producer, and I mean, this guy taught me the ropes. It was like going to college, but you know, just the school of hard knocks, and taught me what real music was about, and just soul music and old school R&B and funk and leaving the grit and not editing files to make it perfect. I mean, he just was an amazing, amazing musician and lover of soul music. And so while I was kind of sitting under his, workmanship, he just, a lot of people came through his studio and in and out of his home. And one day I was hanging out at the studio and he goes, "You'll never guess who's coming over." And I was like, "Okay, who?" And knock on the door, opens Stevie Wonder and his brother. And I thought it actually was like a costume, like a birthday thing. I didn't know what was going on, but it was the real Stevie Wonder. So anyway, long story short, we hung out with him, jammed with him, just joked with him. And it was just amazing. He took us out to dinner in the limo, like 15 people. Went and ate at the Blue Ribbon in New York City, and just a beautiful, beautiful spirit. And, so to answer your question, I got that name because my buddy, who's this producer, put this little clip of "I Can Make It," which at the time was just a music thing, but so he played in this little clip that I wrote, and he goes, "What do you think of that?" And Stevie starts shaking his head, as of course we know he does, and he goes, "Oh man, who that? That's the Little Boy Wonder's music. That's Little Boy Wonder." And so that's how I got my nickname. So I figured I'm going to keep the name even though I'm older now, because Stevie gave it to me.
Absolutely. What a great story, though. That's what a great experience. So having,
it was, man.
Having worked with secular artists like Chaka Khan and NSYNC, why did you decide to become a gospel artist?
You know, it's not so much that I just decided to. I've always lived in the church. Even as a concert pianist, churches would have me in when I was in my teens just to, like, do a few specials on piano. And it was always a goal of mine to connect, you know, not just musically, but heart to heart anytime I, you know, am performing live. And it wasn't always even a performance. It was a performance for God. I mean, I just tried to have excellence in anything I did because I knew that, it was a gift he had given me even at a young child's age. And I, even though I was in the church most of my life, you know, I still was writing and producing for a season, like I, you know, mentioned. And I just knew in my heart I was supposed to use this gift for God in some way. And I just didn't feel right and at peace with what I was doing, the commute to New York and, you know, being around all these artists and secular artists. I mean, it was cool, and I learned a lot. And some of them actually are amazing, amazing people and beautiful people and very talented and gifted people. But I just knew it just wasn't where I was supposed to be. So I moved to Nashville, Tennessee with my wife, and we started creating more of a family. And I just went through the process of trying to figure out who I was, what I was doing, what I was called to do. And in that process, songs were birthed because of a lot of hardships, a lot of conflict, pain, insecurities. And so, these songs, I just felt honestly like I wasn't good enough to do them. And so I knew a lot of people in the gospel genre. And so I reached out to them, and I was like, hey, I got this song for you. What do you think? And they all loved it. But just for some reason, it didn't work out for them to do it. And the more I tried to push the songs on other people, God was working on me to say, look, I don't need you to be perfect. I like you broken. I like, you know, your passion. And I just was remembered, you know, like of David. And I do have a big heart for God, and I do want to encourage people. And he was just working on me, and so I realized I was the best person to do these songs. And, you know, lo and behold, here we are now.
Now, last year you released the album I Got Out, and it was number one on Billboard's top gospel and top Christian charts. How does that feel?
Yeah, man, I mean, you say number one, and I almost in my mind feel like you're saying it about somebody else. It's just hard to process even. We worked hard. You know, God bless us what you give them, and you can't just sit on the couch. I'm a hard worker. I'm driven. I give 110, and anybody that sees me live knows that I'm pretty intense. You know, I've always loved Ty Trivet and Kirk Franklin and Israel Houghton, and, you know, they're real passionate people, energetic people. And, I traveled from church to church. I went places for free. I went places, you know, to give back to them. I didn't care. I just went everywhere. And to me, it's always been about relationships. So we sold a lot of pre-sales and sold a lot of the record, and to know that it's connecting with people, I mean, that's the biggest, you know, as an artist, as a musician, as a writer, to know that the songs are connecting with people, it's just amazing, man. It's a blessing. I'm very, very thankful.
Now, on the title song, I Got Out, what is the lyric you wrote, I've been through the fire, but I got out? What does that mean to you?
It's kind of symbolic. You know, when I was going through a lot of the process, which is usually not fun, but I was having to deal with insecurities of me feeling like I wasn't good enough or couldn't sing like maybe so-and-so or deliver the song as best as so-and-so, or God, how could you use me? How could you do this? How could you do that? And I just had to let it all go. And the more I did and the more I let God get the glory and the credit for it and worship, honestly, just learning how to get on my knees and worship and just let God do it, he started connecting the dots. And I Got Out was birthed because at 2 a.m., I was just, we'd almost finished recording a song, which turned into I Got Out. And I realized, oh my goodness, like all these things, like I almost declared bankruptcy. I almost, for like months couldn't play the keys, and keys has always been my voice really. But I had like this carpal tunnel thing going on in my wrist, and just all this stuff was going on. My marriage years ago was not doing well because I was prioritizing things wrong. My marriage was third on the list instead of first. I was putting my career and my music first, and that was wrong. But God gave me the grace to work it out, to turn it around, to reprioritize things. And I just was overcome with his joy and thankfulness because he gave me the grace to work it out. You know, he gave me a second chance, and thankful I didn't declare bankruptcy. Thankful that he allowed me to start a label, and thankful he put people in my path. And I was overcome with joy. And so I just, in my belly, man, I heard this. I've been through the fire, but I got out. And I just had a little praise moment at 2 a.m. in my studio in my basement for almost 45 minutes. I danced, I shouted. And the next morning I woke up with bruises on my heels. And it was all worth it, man. I was just thankful.
Wow. Well, you mentioned Kirk Franklin and certainly Stevie Wonder. Who are some of your other musical influences?
Wow. I can't just name one, but like, of course, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. I mean, I love some rap music, man. So like Run DMC. Prince has always been, and if we can call him an icon, even though I know that's not really the right Christian term, but I just love good music. I've always loved soul music. You know, my dad used to spin vinyl records like Donny Hathaway and the Commodores and Miles Davis. And then my mom was like a church choir director. So I was raised in the church, and, you know, she loved like Richard Smallwood and Kirk Franklin stuff and just the old school choir ensemble music. So I had a lot of that in my world, and it took me a moment, you know, to realize who I was. But, you know, even today, I still like Justin Timberlake or Beyonce or, you know, Bruno Mars. I mean, I just like good music. So sometimes that might be that, and sometimes it might just be some real peaceful classical piano music.
Tell us about the new single, Step in the Name.
Well, I call it feel-good music because it's got a little funk, it's got a little pop, it's got a little grit, and it's got a little gospel. So, you know, everybody needs to put on a song that kind of just takes them somewhere, and you kind of forget about the world that you live in, which sometimes is good and sometimes is bad, and sometimes is not fair. But the whole point of the song for me was to put it on, let go, and let God. And you know, you've got to give God something to work with. And in my own life, which is the only way I can connect, is to be honest with people and share what I've been through. And, you know, you can't just sit on the couch. You've got to give God something to work with. You've got to invest or speak faith or go out on a limb and try this or try that and whatever you're passionate about. And I know he will work it out and he'll bless you. All I can do is share, you know, my story. But I feel like step in the name is step in love, you know, step in faith, step, just do something. It's not so much dance. Although like I gave you a little feel-good music for the process, it's more about get out your box, do something, and be the light. And honestly, you know, growing up in the New York, New Jersey area, the culture is so important to me and diversity is so important to me. And I love it. I love creativity. I love people, all shades, all cultures. And so step in the name to me is also, can we step together in unity? You know, can we join hands? Can we forgive more? Can we love more in spite of what we look like or what you look like? Can we come together and step?
Absolutely. Brian, where can people find your music?
Well, if you like to buy digital music or stream music, you know, you can go to YouTube, you can go to Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Tidal, all that stuff. You just type in Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Poppin, P-O-P-I-N, and it's not two P's, so P-O-P-I-N. And, you know, you'll find a bunch of music like Step in the Name, I Got Out, Such a Time as This, I Can Make It. If you want physical CDs, we can still ship that to you. You can get it at Walmart or Walmart.com, or also you can go to my website, which is Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Poppin, P-O-P-I-N.com. Click on store and, you know, find some stuff that maybe you'll want there.
Well, and Brian's music is also available through our branches and Hoopla. Just visit our catalog at cadl.org. Thanks for joining us, Brian, and continued success to you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your time. Appreciate it.
And Cattlecast continues right after this.